As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Mack Weldon. They make comfortable, high-quality, high-performing underwear, socks, and shirts. They sent me some samples, and they were indeed excellent, except I messed up and got the wrong size at first, and they refunded it, no problem. That's true for anyone. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will still refund you, no questions asked. So for great underwear, socks, and shirts that look good and perform well when working out, going to work, going out on dates, and in everyday life, go to macweldon.com and get 20% off by using the promo code STORIES.
A science story, huh?
He's NYU scientist.
I felt right.
I was so
and
happy.
I just thought, well,
I figured it out.
It was that golden moment.
Because science was on my side.
Hey everyone, I'm Ben Lilly, and welcome to the Story Collider, where we bring you true personal stories about science. This week's story is from Abhishek Shah. It was recorded in December 2015 at Oberon in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I moved to United States a couple of years back for higher education to do my master's program here. I remember when I came to the States, I had to take a huge loan in order to fund my education. $1 is like 60 rupees in India. So the amount of loan I took was equivalent to feeding 10,000 hungry people for 10 years. That much loan I had took in order to complete my higher education. So when I came here, everything was very good. You know, I loved the life and the student life. It was all very good. I also started looking for a part-time job. And I got a part-time job at an environmental engineering department who were paying me $7 per hour. That was a lot of money for me because each dollar was 60 rupees. So basically, $7 was equivalent to two Subway sandwiches, which would feed me lunch and dinner. And the rest of the money, I was saving it so that I can use it to, you know, to take care of my student loan. So life was very good. The job was also very easy because the job was basically, I had to take a waste, there was like a lot of waste material. I had to sort out the waste material, like in plastics and paper and metal, and then weigh all of them and then put that in an oven, like OVEN oven, like the oven we use to bake good stuff. Except that this oven bakes waste material, which is not at all good. And I used that oven, and basically after 4 hours of waiting and eating Subway sandwiches, I had to go back and weigh the material again and then just record the difference in the weight. It was like the easiest job ever. I can't believe they were paying me $7 per hour to do that simple job. And, you know, life was amazing. For like a few weeks, I just kept doing this routine, eating a lot of Subway sandwiches in between. And life was very good. But of course, life is not a fairy tale. So one fine day, after putting the stuff in the oven, I went and ate some sandwiches. And then when I came back, there were like smokes coming out of the oven. So I, with an IQ of zero, thought that, you know, there were like sprinklers on the top, which I knew that wasn't to take shower. It was basically a system which would cause like an alarm and would cause everyone to get out of the building if the smoke is too much. So what I did was I took that hot material from the oven, put it in a lab cart, and then took the cart in the elevator from fourth floor to ground floor, and then took the whole cart outside and dumped it in a huge dumpster. And as soon as I put it in the dumpster, I was like, I don't think that was a that was a good idea. Because as soon as I put that hot stuff into a dumpster filled of plastic bags, everything in the dumpster started catching fire. And the dumpster was so big that the fire was so big, there were like 20 fire trucks, 10 ambulances, and a lot of cop cars came immediately to the scene. The last time I saw so many cop cars and other trucks was when a football team was visiting our university. So I got really scared when I saw like so many people looking at me and everything. And also like the dumpster was right in between the environmental engineering building, which I was working, and nuclear engineering building. So there was like even more concern. So like cops grilled me for almost like 3 hours to 3 to 4 hours just asking questions and questions and so many questions that I had to tell at the end that that's the only thing I have in life. So let me go now. And, you know, they let me go. And then I thought, you know, when I went back, I was like, okay, I know it was a mistake, but it should be all set now because they asked me everything and everything was all set. But then after a few days, I got a letter in the mail saying that I have to come for an expulsion hearing. And I didn't know what expulsion hearing was, but after going to google.com, I found out that basically I have 2 weeks to prove myself. Otherwise, I would be deported back to my country. Normally, like the jobs get outsourced to India. This was the first time where I would be outsourced to India. So I was very scared because the loan I took was so big that, you know, my parents had worked for like 30 years every day by doing a little bit of savings and buying a house. And that house I had put as a collateral for my loan. So I didn't want it to, you know, not only blow a dumpster, I also want to make sure that they don't lose their house and I don't have to go back to my country. Not this way, by blowing a dumpster. So I thought that I have to prove myself, otherwise, you know, things would be really bad. So I you know, I went back and I did a lot of research. And just first few days, I did a lot of research. I read a lot of materials from the environmental engineering building where I was working. Then I also asked a lot of people that what can be the problem, because I knew that it wasn't my mistake. It was an honest mistake I made, but I knew that it wasn't something that I did. So I tried to find out the root cause. And after a while, I found out that there was a problem with the instrument, the oven itself. Because when it showed the temperature as, let's say, 90 degrees, it was actually 120. So it was overheating things, so which was not good, of course. And they had to change the equipment, but they did that. So what I did was I took all the evidence, I talked to all the people, and then the day came where there was an expulsion hearing. I still remember that day because when I entered the room, everyone was in a suit and tie, And I was the only one in short and T-shirt because it was Florida and I was new to the country. I didn't know much about the culture. So I went there and it was a very serious kind of a room. I was very tensed as well because I had to prove myself. And as the hearing went, I told them what exactly happened. I showed them all the evidence and I gave them all the documents. They looked at everything and after like 3 hours of reviewing everything, they said that it wasn't my mistake. It was actually the oven. And I was happy that I won't be outsourced to India. And my parents can have the home which they had built so meticulously. And that's how I get out of there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Abhishek Shah. Being a biomedical engineer, Abhishek knows everything about physics, chemistry, and biology. He applies the same fundamentals to his stand-up comedy and storytelling to improve the chemistry with an audience by applying the physics of joke structure. His intriguing experiences and fascinating background make him a unique storyteller. The Story Collider is produced by me, Brian Wecht, Aaron Barker, Ari Daniel, Christine Gentry, Skylar Baer, and Liz Neely. The podcast is produced by Rose Evelith. Additional help from Brooke Williams, Lena Groger, and Justin D'Ambrosio. The theme music is by Ghost. Special thanks to Oberon for hosting the show, and to Dumpsters for being there even when they shouldn't. Thanks for listening.